have done deep research and analysis on the so-called UFO invasion, and I can tell you the reasons that the Western deep state has decided to go with this soft launch of Project Bluebeam. And now since the early 1950s, the Pentagon has been pumping the alien invasion scenario, only now beginning to come to a head. This is a very complex but very important issue. And if you understand this, ladies and gentlemen, well, you basically understand it all, how they use different systems of fear for control.
What the hell is that?
What is happening? Can I see this?
The globalists needed to ease us into war with Russia and begin to ease us into war with China because they know that there is massive pushback against war in general. But if they can say that it's a threat from outer space just to get our instincts going and our fear mode going and things are falling out of the sky and jets are shooting things down and it's not China, it's not Russia, even though it is China and Russia and others, corporations, there's going to be a huge war. Give up your liberties. Give up your freedoms. Let us spend more of your tax money. Don't worry about all the surveillance, all the control, all the corruption. We need more funds. We need more power. We're protecting you.
This is for General Van Herk. Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials? And if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
At this point, we continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
So the Pentagon, the people that control the Pentagon, the people that brought you the poison shots, the open borders, it's all Pentagon run because it's the biggest, most competent bureaucracy the globalists have.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
People don't realize that Eisenhower, on his watch, lost control of the technology transfer issue around ET spacecraft. They circled the wagons and cut him out. So that's where I get into the Majority Intelligence Committee, MAJIC. It's pronounced magic, ironically, or not ironically. And that is a blend of both corporate and government programs. And I've met with a number of them who are involved at that level. And they all have this agenda to want to control the world through one calamity after another. And the big one they've been planning is to hoax sort of an alien threat from outer space. You know, Wernher von Braun back in the 70s on his deathbed told a member of my team that there was a long-term agenda to hoax a threat from outer space so that the sort of the uber global elite who are really fascists wanted to take over the planet and unite humanity, not in love and peace or spiritual development or anything nice, but around a fearsome sort of police state conditions, and that they would go through a number of protocols to do that. First, there would be, of course, the Cold War, which they would wind down, replace it with global terrorism, and then global financial chaos. And then the big one, which is the one that they're working on most, that's been very covert in these unacknowledged special access projects, is this hoaxed alien threat. All of this is basically a dress rehearsal for what's coming. And people need to wake up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines. With your host, Chase Geiser.
It is Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 1 hour and 55 minutes. We will be covering the news for at least an hour and taking calls sometime during the final hour of the broadcast this evening. And I don't even know where to begin. Every week, I don't even know where to begin. It just sort of happens. It's a miracle. And I will tell you that one thing has become abundantly clear. It's incredibly well documented. There are reports coming at us every day from the highest levels of our government, of our influential class, of our podcast class, of all experts everywhere. At the highest levels, reports are just coming in. Documents are stacking up on the desk. It's officially true. Kamala Harris is abundantly retarded. And it's not even just the fact that she's retarded that bothers me, because normally you would want an opponent who is stupid, but she is so dangerous. She is so abundantly reckless in her state of retardation that I am incredibly concerned. Now, I'm not just concerned because I don't want a Democrat in office or because I support Trump or what have you, but I'm concerned on so many different levels for so many different reasons, namely the fact that many people on the right understand how evil and incompetent and stupid that she is to such an extent that they just can't fathom that she could possibly win. But I'm telling you folks right now that Kamala Harris could absolutely, definitely, 100% win this election if we just rest on our laurels and assume that she cannot win. And every time I see her speak or I witness her uttering even a sentence, I realize how reckless and dangerous this woman is. She's not just a leftist. She's not just a socialist. She is absolutely 100% a communist. And I want to show you a clip. This is clip number 33. I don't know if the crew has the clips ready or not. They were supposed to tell me if they did. Okay. So this is clip number 33. I'm going to show you in a minute. This was a debate that Steve Bannon did in 2017 about whether or not the future was going to be populist. And I'm not going to show you the whole clip, but I'm going to show you at least a few minutes of it, because it turns out he was absolutely right. Today we saw Jack Posobiec post on Twitter, a brilliant post on X. He said that there is now, right before our eyes, an arms race for populist policies. We see Kamala stealing all of Trump's policies. We see Trump obviously pushing populist policies. He has been for, God, 8 years. And we see Kamala pushing the same policies, but with a socialist angle rather than a nationalist angle. It's abundantly clear that there is an arms race going on right now for populist policies. And anybody who thought the future wasn't populist was just abundantly wrong. This is clip number 33.
I want to thank the people of Toronto, the Monk family, for hosting this, having me tonight, and for the men and women outside who are exercising their freedom of speech rights to protest. It's not a question of whether populism's on the rise and populism's going to be the political future. Only question before us, is it going to be populist nationalism or populist socialism?
He's right.
To understand the velocity, the intensity, the depth of the populist revolt on a global basis, we have to go back to the beginning, what Hollywood would call the inciting incident. I want to take you back to September 18th, 2008, Washington, D.C., the Oval Office. I think it's 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. President Bush, David's...
And of course, there's a leftist just really upset about the future of populism potentially being true, screaming from the balcony about no hate, no bigotry, no white supremacy, when we see right now that Kamala Harris's very own campaigns are a socialist form of populism. This is the schism that we are arriving at, the fork in the road that we are arriving at. We are arriving at the same place that Germany was in 1929 after the stock market crashed. And we're going to develop the same exact way over the course of the next 4 years that Germany did over the course of 1929 to 1933, where we have to decide between communism and fascism. And I refuse to sit back and watch as we allow those to be our only two options. I refuse to sit back and watch as we are faced with either fascism or communism, when there is a third way, there is a populist, patriotic way that is pro-capitalism, not pro-fascism, but anti-communism, in the same way that fascism in Germany was anti-communism. Not some right-wing, bigoted, white supremacy version of populism that was the National Socialist Party. Keep in mind, it was a socialist party. It had very socialist policies. I don't want just some brand of leftism to re-manifest itself or be resurrected right before our eyes the same way it was 100 years ago in Germany, in the United States of America. And that's exactly what these leftists want, what the Kamala Cost wants. They want a massive depopulation of anybody who is considered useless, as you've all know Harari said in the clip during the Alex Jones show. That absolutely blew my mind. First time I ever heard him say that we have to come up with an answer to the question of what are we going to do with all of these useless people. Sounds like he's advocating some sort of a final solution, doesn't it? Of all people, for Yuval Noah Harari to be advocating for massive depopulation, you would think that he and his people would understand that maybe that's not going to end well for anyone. Either the depopulators or the people that are depopulated. It just doesn't end well for anyone. Millions upon millions of people die. Cities collapse. Economies collapse. Populations collapse. And there's massive shortages. And speaking of massive shortages, we have Kamala Harris coming out this week and advocating for price fixing on groceries. Absolutely unbelievable, given that throughout history, whenever there's ever been price fixing or price caps, we've always seen a shortage of goods and services. These people are full on Maoists. The only solution is to put them up against the wall politically. I mean, seriously, within the next several years, if we allow these people to take power, what they will do is they will use their power to collapse the economy as much as possible, to heighten suffering as much as possible within the borders of the United States of America, so they can justify the continued invasion and justify government overreach levels beyond what we've ever seen in the United States before, so they can bring in, usher in communism, Maoist philosophy. They understand that communism doesn't work for the people, but they will lie to you and pretend that it does because it always works very well for the political class, which can go into areas like Ukraine and steal all of the food from the farmers and just send it right back to Moscow. So DC can go in and they can seize farmland. They can put price caps on food, and they can just send all of the food and services back to Washington, DC. So this political class of elites can, through their Maoist policy, psychologically manipulate you into believing that they're actually helping you with the expansion of government, when what they're doing is they are centralizing the control of your entire life. And the more you suffer, the more powerful they become. Therefore, their only incentive is to make you suffer as much as possible. These people are sick and evil, and what they want is the total destruction of everything that made America great. While one side says make America great again, the other side says heavens no. I mean, they literally criticized Trump for saying make America great again. They try to say, oh, it used to be racist. So come on, it's more racist now than ever. Even Joy Reid had to come out and acknowledge that this rhetoric and support from the Trump campaign against anti-white racism, she comes out and she says that it's racist in and of itself. So in the name of anti-racism, they are justifying and behaving in the most racist way that we've really ever seen since before 1964. I mean, they are this close to making white people use a separate water fountain. Frankly, there are days on campuses, on college campuses, where white people aren't even supposed to come to campus. It's supposed to be a day of solidarity where people of color can feel at peace. I mean, this is one of the main reasons that Brett Weinstein got in so much trouble years ago at his university where he taught. They said no white people could come to campus that day. And he showed up and he's just mobbed by a group of black people who are pissed off that he had the audacity to come to campus on No Whites Day, when he pointed out how brazenly obvious it was that this was an abundantly racist policy, probably illegal for any institution receiving federal funding by violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I mean, these people are totally, and I don't mean to just scream into the microphone. I don't typically like to do that, but I am fired up. I'm looking at these clips, looking at these articles, preparing for the show today, I cannot believe the audacity of these people. I mean, look at clip number 42 here. This is Kamala over and over again complaining about inflation. Of course, she's going to use this as an excuse, even though she's vice president now and could do something about it now. She's going to use this as an excuse to usher in Maoist policies with her Maoist vice president.
Prices are too high. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead. The bills add up. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes, prescription medication, the cost of food. A loaf of bread costs 50% more. Ground beef is up almost 50%. There's a serious housing shortage. The price of housing has gone up. It's too difficult to build, and it's driving prices up. It is out of reach. The size of down payments have gone up as well. Costs are still too high. There's not much left at the end of the month, and prices are still too high.
And look, overhead cam, please. She comes out with this post. I saw this earlier today, and I wanted to rip my hair out. I mean, this is just like evil on top of evil. It's evil stacked on evil. It's like jazz on jazz from the show Parks and Recreation. This is evil on evil. Kamala Harris' plan to lower costs as president. Okay, she's vice president now. She's been a senator for quite some time. She sucks, but now she's got a plan. And we'll run a clip 27 here in a second of Corinne Jean-Pierre failing to be able to answer a single question about Kamala's accomplishments. But she says, new tax relief to families. First of all, that's a J.D. Vance policy right there. And we're going to run clip 5-2 later. I'll call it again so you guys don't get confused. Sorry about that. Provide first-time homebuyers with $25,000 to help them with the down payment on a new home. So obviously this policy alone would just simply drive up the cost of homes. If they know that the government's going to pay for it, it's going to get more expensive. That's exactly what happened with healthcare. And it's exactly what happened with college tuition. As soon as FAFSA came out and started giving everybody loans for tuition, colleges across the country just raised their prices to the point where now it costs like $200,000 to $250,000 a year to get a four-year education all in when just decades ago, it was a fraction of that before the government got involved. So we know that the prices are going to go up. This is actually going to cause inflation. And we know when we look at the policy, we've got an article about this here somewhere on the desk from Infowars.com. When we look at the policy itself, it only applies to first generation home buyers. So she's going to give you $25,000 if you are an immigrant to buy a house in the United States. But if you're a native-born American, even if it's your first house, sorry, you're screwed. You're screwed. We're going to favor the immigrant communities over the Native American communities. We're going to favor the communities of color, which are disproportionately immigrant, over the white people. And this is replacement migration at its core. This policy is literally catalyzing replacement migration where people of color from all over the world are incentivized to storm across our wide open border into the United States. They're going to get a $25,000 cash for their own home. And the white people that are here, sorry, your parents had a house, so we're not going to help you out. This is evil, abundantly evil. And let's just see here what Corinne Jean-Pierre has to say about Kamala's accomplishments in clip number 27. This is when she was asked the other day about what Kamala Harris has even done as vice president. She's at a loss for words, as one would when trying to think of an answer to this question.
What does the president see as the vice president's biggest achievement during their time in office together?
So look, because they've been partners, those achievements have been done, certainly those historic, unprecedented achievements have been done together. I'll say this, the president believes in the vice president leadership, her temperament, her experience, and he has said this himself. One of the proudest decisions that he made in 2020 was selecting her as vice president because he believed that she can go on day one.
Still hasn't answered the question.
And you've seen them do that together on day one of this administration. That doesn't change. I'm not going to parse out anything from here. They have been partners. She's been a critical partner for this president for during this term and will continue to do so. You will see them together on Thursday in Maryland, where they would talk about their next announcement on lowering costs for the American people.
So there's not a specific policy achievement. It's a comprehensive whole.
I would say it's a comprehensive whole.
It's a comprehensive whole. As I dress in a Handmaid's Tale costume, despite the fact that I claim that if Christians win, then we'll be living in Handmaid's Tale. It's unbelievable the audacity of these people to just lie and lie. I mean, at least Jen Psaki was good at her job, but we got Corinne Jean-Pierre up there, and she is terrible at it. Another example of just total corruption and incompetence at the highest levels where you just stumble. It's just the conglomeration of her entire career. The culmination of Kamala's entire career is the accomplishment. Oh, you mean the fact that she was appointed as the VP because it was a diversity, equity, and inclusion decision? Despite the fact that she only had like 1% of support in the polls in the 2020 election cycle because Tulsi Gabbard totally murdered her in that debate where she pointed out the fact that when Kamala Harris was running the show in California, she enslaved people who were in prison for free labor, despite the fact that many of them were found to have already served their sentence. She arrested single mothers for the truancy of their children at school. That she put people in prison for petty marijuana charges, that she allows the border to be wide open continuously so that all of the most vulnerable communities in our country are competing with illegal migrants for the work that they're eligible, trained, or understand how to do at this point in their careers and their lives because of their socioeconomic status. You realize that this person is incredibly evil, and the best they can do, the best policies they can come up with, are the ones that they steal and rebrand from the Trump campaign. This is clip number 5. Kamala steals Vance child tax credit scheme, tries to one-up GOP platform by $1,000. So now they're just bidding for your vote. And this is after she stole the no tax on tips policy. This is just another example of policy being taken from the Trump campaign so she can deceive the people and act as if she just came up with it. Clip number 5.
You've been talking about the concern about the low birth rate in the United States of America, yep. which is well documented. You said people without children should pay higher tax rates than those who have children, and the U.S. should look at lowering income tax rates on women who have multiple children, and you pointed to Hungary as a model for that. How do you plan to implement that policy?
Well, it's called the child tax credit, and we should expand the child tax credit. If you think about what the child tax credit
does. So you and the Biden administration agree on the child care tax credit?
Well, we think it should be bigger. I think President Trump and I believe in an expanded child tax credit, but we also importantly want to actually get this thing done. Mm-hmm. The child tax credit has languished thanks to the Biden administration because Harris has failed to show fundamental leadership. Chuck Schumer's been unable to get it through the United States Senate, and we want to have a more pro-family policy. Now
it was a messaging bill. I'll give you that.
It was a show vote.
I'm with you on that.
And if I had been there, it would have failed.
So
and
tell
I was,
me
and
specifically
I was,
what you want to do to expand the child care tax credit, because it's like $2,000 per kid right now.
Well, I think one of the things that you can do is make it bigger per child. I think we'd love to see it at a higher dollar value. And
do
again,
President
Trump and I have proposed that. I mean, look, I'd love to see a child tax credit that's $5,000 per child. But you, of course, have to work with Congress to see how possible and viable that is. We've also proposed legislation, Margaret, to end this practice of parents getting these surprise medical bills where they go to the hospital, they have a baby, they chose an out-of-network provider, and they come home with unexpected bills. I've actually sponsored legislation to end that practice. So we have a whole host of pro-family policies that are out there. And again, on the Harris administration, I got to push back against something a little bit, Margaret, because when these comments
He's being
where
too
I said,
nice. Parents should he needs pay to be shredding these leftists.
Via the child tax credit came out. The Harris administration immediately jumped and said, we disagree with this. The Harris campaign said, we disagree with this. So did they want the elimination of the child tax credit, or were they just being careless in responding to remarks that I made 3 years ago? I don't know. Mm-hmm. They should clarify it, maybe in an interview with you. But of course, Kamala Harris refuses to do interviews with anybody.
We hope to have her on and ask her
Me
about
too.
That. So the child care tax rate, you said $5,000 per child is what you'd like to get to. Where would that kick in?
I'd like to have a broad-based family policy and a broad-based child tax credit, Margaret. Again, we've talked about doing this for a long time. President Trump has been on the record for a long time supporting a bigger child tax credit. Mm-hmm. And I think you want it to apply to all American families. I don't think that you want this massive cutoff for lower-income families, which you have right now. You don't want a different policy for higher-income families. You just
so he's doing a great job. He's being a little too polite, in my opinion. I think he's going to realize how vicious he needs to be with these people. He's going to realize that these leftists, just the audacity is beyond precedence. It's beyond what normal Midwest people could possibly imagine in the United States of America. I grew up in a similar kind of environment. I grew up in a very small farm town in Bloomington, Illinois. It's sort of half corporate, half farm. McLean County at one point in time produced more corn than any other county in the world. I don't know if it's still true. And it was also the headquarters of State Farm Insurance because State Farm Insurance was founded in order to support farmers. So it was half corporate, half farmers, small town, and people are nice. They keep to themselves. In small towns, you have to be nice because you're going to live with everyone forever. I mean, the people that I graduated high school with, I went to kindergarten with. There were 80 people in my graduating class in high school. I understand this Midwest mentality of being polite and being nice and being cautious and respectful because you're coming from an area where you're going to have to live with, work with, and deal with the same people for the entirety of your life. And if you get branded or just turn into a jerk, then it's going to be really tough for you in that small town forever because no one's going to want to be associated with you whatsoever. I understand that. But now we're at the national level and you're dealing with Maoist communists who have hijacked the very network that you're being interviewed on. And you're saying, I'm going to have to push back a little bit on that. You don't understand. You are looking at Satan in the eyes, JD. And they are about ready to tear you apart. You think the couch rumors were bad? You think the fact that they have tried to brand you as weird is bad? Just wait to see what they want to do to you, what they want to say about your wife, what they want to say about your kids, what they want to do to your family before November. We have not even begun to see the leftists fight the way that they fight. This is just a little tickling, foreshadowing, foreplay of the just total screwing you are about ready to get, JD. So start fighting, dude. You have to wake up. These people are abundantly evil, and they have not even begun to fight. And so they're stealing policies. And before we know it, I think it's going to get to the point where Kamala Harris is advocating for a wall and calling it something else. Hannah Claire does a great job on Tim Pool's podcast, Timcast. This is clip number 4. I want you guys to watch this clip that just goes into others who have also observed this undeniable objective fact that is the Kamala Harris campaign stealing populist policies, rebranding them as socialist, malifying them and turning them into communist policies in the way that they're executed, and then just trying to hijack the vote and the psychology of the people. Clip number 4.
How many days until Kamala announces that she's going to build a border wall, do you think?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for her to paint herself orange.
My newest original idea.
Her newest original idea.
I've come out with
she's
something.
She's going to say, we're going to bring back manufacturing jobs.
She'll call it something else,
Look,
not a wall.
If this doesn't work, if stealing all the policies doesn't work, there's always just buying people off, paying people off. I mean, we know that the left is laundering astronomical sums of money through organizations and entities like Act Blue. James O'Keefe revealed this months, if not even years ago, that people who had donated $25 to Act Blue were being approached. He would knock on their door and say, hey, look, it says here in the financial records that you've donated $5,000 or $10,000 to Act Blue. Is that true? And these are people in like low income homes. And they're saying, no, I gave like $25 maybe 6 months ago. They're taking people who donate to Act Blue and the Soroses of the world, foreign interests of the world, maybe Israel, maybe Ukraine, others are using the names of the people on the rosters as donors to Act Blue to launder money through beyond the legal limit of how much you're allowed to give to a campaign organization and to hide the true source of the money. This is all being investigated, but we pointed this out months, if not years ago, and they have infinite funding as a result. By the time this all comes to light, if there's ever any prosecution or accountability for this, it'll be far after this election. Too late, too little, too late. And now we see that they're offering people, we're going to show the clip on the other side of the break, like $10,000 to interview Kamala because nobody even wants to talk to her. They have to come out. You have to understand, folks, if Donald Trump wanted me to interview him, I would like try to come up with the money to pay to get to interview him. But the fact that Kamala Harris has to pay people to even have a modicum of interest in interviewing her is absolutely astounding. There is no real support for this woman. It is all a fabricated lie. I mean, frankly, let's look at clip number 35 here. I think we have enough time for it. Clip number 35, we'll just show what we have time to show. This is a lack of enthusiasm shown as attendees walk out on Biden and Harris speech in school gymnasium video. Clip number 35, let's run this. The president is speaking. People are just walking out. Even faculty, it looks like, bored. And it's not just a few. I mean, there are lines to leave. Lines the size of the lines to get into a Trump rally are gearing up for the exits here. Absolutely unbelievable. I don't know if she's going to be able to fit. Absolutely unbelievable. Folks, we're coming up on a break, and the only reason we're on the air is because we have your support at InfoWarsStore.com, so I do have to plug. These products are absolutely amazing. Back in stock right now is vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. There's a lot of vitamin Z and zinc combos out there, generic, name brand, pharmacies, and grocery stores. But this with the rose hips makes it abundantly more bioavailable so your body can actually absorb it. Please keep us on the air while investing in your health by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, and stay tuned for more on the other side.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Folks, it's Sunday Night Live, and we've got this clip. This is absolutely amazing. It was played on the War Room, but it's still news. I got to show you. I was trying to make the point at the end of the last segment that Kamala Harris has no genuine support. I proved that by showing people in droves walking out of her and Biden's speech in some gymnasium somewhere. And now we have a situation where she's taking all of her policies from Trump, because I'm sure her focus groups have shown that all of Trump's policies are more popular than anything she could possibly fathom. Like, I don't know, Maoist communist policies, like price fixing, for example. Thank you, Tim Walz, you communist cuck, standing by as you watch your country screwed by the CCP, as you visit dozens of times and brag about your net worth being $300,000, which is either a lie or you're retarded, because at your age, to have a net worth of $300,000, your only hope is to have some sort of a pension as former vice president. So I understand why you're running so hard. But here in clip number 36, the black vote ain't for sale. Activist turns down $10,000 that Kamala's campaign offered for an interview, saying that Democrat plantation paying celebs to shame black people into voting, saying that the Democrats or the black vote isn't for sale anymore. This is clip number 36.
Black vote ain't for sale no more. Black vote ain't for sale. We bartering on business. We standing on business. Bring us some tangibles or get out of my face. Ricky Smiley, I love you. But crying on the radio for Kamala Harris, my brother, that's an all-time low. Don't do that again, Ricky Smiley. Don't you get on your radio show and cry for Kamala. Don't you do that, my brother.
Kamala.
If you want to cry for Kamala Harris, if you want to cry for Kamala Harris, you do that in the privacy of your house. But if we're going to be honest, Steve Harvey and Ricky Smiley, and I love you both, no hate to my big brothers, but if we're going to be honest, Ricky Smiley and Steve Harvey, y'all only carried on because y'all got paid to carry on. Can we please be honest? Can we see? I want y'all to understand, overstand, and understand what King Kong is talking about. Y'all carried on because y'all got paid to carry on. Kamala Harris and the Democratic plantation is paying you celebrities, paying you to shame black people into voting. Y'all know we not going to get nothing out of that vote. Y'all know we not going to get nothing out of that vote. Y'all know y'all not, we not going to get nothing out of the vote. But they being paid, y'all being bought. They offer me $10K for an interview with Kamala Harris. I don't want your money, but we can definitely do the interview. They offer me $10K for an interview with Kamala Harris. Yes, we can do the interview. Keep your damn money. King Kong consciousness ain't for sale. I'm one of the real ones. Silverback Garvey Gorilla. I'm one of the real ones. Silverback Garvey Gorilla. Don't come to me with no propositions for money. I don't live for no money. I'm not one of these goofy ass rappers whose whole life is nothing but what you can buy and own. You dealing with real African DNA. This is real ancestral energy over here. I'm not no Ricky Smiley and Steve Harvey. You don't drop no check off and say, get the Negroes to the plantation.
He's absolutely right. They aren't going to get anything out of that vote. And now they're finally realizing the black community, minority communities, all people in a lower socioeconomic demographic in the United States of America are finally waking up to the fact that Democrats have never and will never do a single thing for them other than gripe publicly about their problems in exchange for their vote and then enact zero policies to help them. In fact, enacting policies that disproportionately harm them by printing an abundance of money, reducing the buying power so only those with enough money to invest in the market see a return on inflation while everyone else loses their buying power and finds themselves poorer and poorer, despite the fact that we've had the Moore's Law applied to all of our technology, where it's exponentially developed beyond the stratosphere of what we could possibly have imagined into productivity. We have computational power beyond what we could ever have imagined over the last 20 or 30 years, and still the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer, while the left says that it's capitalism and we know that it's socialism. We know that it's communism. We know that it's leftism that has resulted in this, because that is the policy of printing money time and time again, decade after decade, which disproportionately harms the most vulnerable among us over and over again. So he's exactly right. You're not going to get squat from the leftist vote, whether you're rich or whether you're poor. You know, the only people that really stand a chance to get anything from the leftist vote maybe are the billionaire class, who make tons of money off of inflation, because when the banks get a bunch of money from the central Federal Reserve Bank, they don't have a place to put it. They put it in the Fortune 500 companies, and that's where all the billionaires have their money. And so that causes a disproportionate return. So the billionaires really want the leftists to win. And also the political class itself really wants the leftists to win. So anybody who makes money directly from tax dollars always want the leftists to win, because they're going to pass policies and they're going to go to war, whether it's the military industrial complex or the political industrial complex. They are going to spend astronomical sums of money. So these contractors in this political class, our politicians, they love it when leftists win, but they're not going to do squat for Joe Blow down the street, regardless of what color he is or what religion he is or what gender he is or what other immutable characteristic that he is or what minority community he's a part of. They're not going to do squat for you, and they're not going to do squat for anybody but themselves. This is abundantly clear. But, you know, I thought it was funny. Honestly, I got to be honest with the audience here. I don't know how her name is supposed to be pronounced. I've always called her Kamala. Is it supposed to be Kamala or Kamala? I don't know. But I do know that it's incredibly important to the leftists that it be pronounced correctly. And if it's pronounced incorrectly, it's somehow indicative of systemic racism. This is clip number 41 here. Watch as CNN panel suffers unhinged meltdown after Representative Nancy Mace mispronounces Kamala. Let's watch here in clip 41.
Mm. Michael.
That sounds like self-hatred and justification of white supremacy. And let me just say this, because this congresswoman is a wonderful human being, but when you disrespect Kamala Harris by saying you will call her whatever you want, I know you don't intend it to be that way. That's the history and legacy of white disregard for the humanity of black people.
Oh, so now you're calling me racist.
I just said you weren't racist.
That is complete
BS. You don't have to intend racism to accomplish
it. No, you are intending that
your disrespect of Kamala Harris is part and parcel of a tradition of disrespect.
It's offensive.
Congresswoman, why can't you just...
I'm not calling you a racist. I'm saying what the practice is.
You are. You absolutely are.
I'm not saying you're a racist. I'm just saying what you said is racist.
Your disrespect of her.
Professor.
This gentleman said,
you know what,
I didn't know her name. He's trying to do it.
Is her disrespect of women. She
I tell you what, the only thing not wrong with...
...who paid the price of blood to make this country what it is, to tell them they're not real women.
25 years ago, I became the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. I fought my way through it.
It's Kamala, not Kamala. Kamala Harris, not Kamala. You put the emphasis on the wrong syllables, so you're a racist. You put the emphasis on the wrong syllables, so now you're a racist. This is clip number 39 that I want to just go right into of Mika saying that it's racist to call Kamala Kamala. Kamala Kamala? Kamala. Oh, God. I'm already screwed up again. Go ahead, 39.
And I've heard from inside Republican circles and right-wing media that the hate campaign against Kamala Harris has begun. You'll notice they purposefully pronounce her name wrong. They say Kamala. They do it all the time. It is on purpose. But the talk is to start that hate campaign and get it going and start it churning.
Unbelievable. Well, here's clip number 40 here. Let's see if Joe Biden knows how to say the name of his own vice president. Or maybe he's a racist. I mean, we know he's a racist, but maybe he proves it here in this clip. It's just 7 seconds. 40.
All along, what Kamala and Doug and Jill and I knew as well.
Unbelievable. Oh, it just makes me sick to think that the guy is technically the president of the United States of America, and that Kamala is probably running things right now, and she's certainly vying for the seat. And we could have this Maoist Waltz Kamala combo right before our eyes. I mean, this clip absolutely blew my mind. I saw this today on my phone. I was scrolling through Instagram. I didn't even know that InfoWars had covered it yet. This is clip number 46, where she's saying that she will snatch patents. This is intellectual property that she wants to snatch. How much more Maoist can you get? How much more communist can you get than the theft of private property by the state for the sake of the political agenda of the state? I mean, this is fascist and communist at the same time, merged into some globalist evil cabal. Kamala Harris. Right before our eyes. She wants to execute a Kamala cost. Right before our eyes. Clip number 46.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that.
Even her own supporters are like, you can't do that.
Yes, we can do that. It's what it's the question.
Yes, we can.
The will to do
Maybe
it.
That's what it meant the whole time.
I have the will to do it.
Unbelievable. And here she is with Tim Walz, clip number 7. Just, you know, exploiting racial stereotypes for the sake of entertaining the masses about how chummy she is, how friendly she and Tim are. They're just like best friends. He's a lot like her husband. Maybe she's on her knees for him too. But this is clip number 7, where Waltz pushes his bizarre racial food stereotypes. And I can't remember, does Indian food even come up? Let's watch clip 7.
Like, I have white guy tacos and
what
like
is that
black,
like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's
and
okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I wonder if she's ever had curry at home. I bet she's got an awesome curry recipe. Kamala Harris proposed price controls may lead to communism, mass starvation, and the end of America. This is reported by Zero Hedge, and we're going to run a clip number 43 from CNN here in a second. At a rally in North Carolina on Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president, unveiled her communist-style economic plan of price controls. Her argument has been evil capitalism and corporations for rampant inflation, despite the reality that reckless government spending under her and President Biden is the primary driver of sky-high prices, particularly in the grocery store. So now she's going to advocate for more government, even though government has always been the true cause of this inflation. This is clip number 43, where CNN admits that this just isn't going to work.
Catherine, I read your piece, and I heard you just mention it. The federal ban on price gouging for groceries, you are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it, in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for a price or a profit margin that bugs me, that seems too high. So, it's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. If you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senate Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad, in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in DC, which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages, it leads to black markets, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices because of some of the other language in it, things like requiring companies, public companies, to disclose in their quarterly reports, their quarterly earnings reports, how they're setting prices, which is a great way to help them collude, which normally we don't want them to do. So anyway, the devil's in the details, I guess, for that bill. But it's really hard for me to imagine any form of legislation that preserves the spirit of what she's proposing that would not be,
Well, at least they're saying that it's impossible. That gives me some sense of hope. They're saying that it's impossible to accomplish this, but I would not underestimate the audacity of these people. I would not underestimate the audacity of Vice President Harris. Keep in mind, folks, it doesn't matter what the law says anymore. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says anymore. I was talking to Alex about some legal stuff that we have going on here at InfoWars, which it's not my place to disclose to you. And he was getting frustrated because he's like, no, they can't do that. Specific thing we were talking about. And I said, Alex, it doesn't matter whether or not they can do it. They're going to try to do it. Doesn't matter not whether it's legal for them to do it. They're going to do it anyway. Like, being right isn't enough of a defense anymore. Now you have to be right and win. Right? And so you can go up there all day and argue about how these leftist policies aren't constitutional. Or you can go up there all day and you can argue about how Kamala Harris can't legally be the candidate for the president of the United States because technically she's not a natural born citizen because her father was Jamaican and her mother was Indian. It doesn't matter whether or not it's constitutional anymore, guys. Wake up! It doesn't matter what's legal or what's right. All that matters now in the United States of America is that you win. The republic is gone. The only way to restore it is to win and give it back. The only way this country can be saved is if we have a George Washington moment where
instead of declaring oneself king, you say, no, 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 I'll be Mr. President. This is going to be a republic. It's gone. It doesn't matter what's constitutional. It's not constitutional for them to have limits on capacity of your magazines either. They do. It's not constitutional to even really have public education, in my opinion. The Department of Education can come and just abduct your children for 20 years and then raise them and indoctrinate them. You think our founding fathers would have been just adoring public education from the state where everybody stands up and has to pledge allegiance to whatever state? No way. I mean, I like the pledge. I like pledging to the republic, but it's definitely state indoctrination, right? Not to mention all the leftist, Marxist, sexualized stuff that they push on your kids. I mean, I could go down the list of how every single government organization seemingly violates every single one of the amendments in the Bill of Rights. It's not constitutional for the White House to apply pressure to private businesses to censor the freedom of speech of specific individuals or specific issues in the United States of America, but they do it anyway, and our Supreme Court says, you know, it's fine. It's not constitutional. It's not constitutional if you have freedom of religion for you to be forced to pay income tax and then for a portion of those taxes to go to fund Planned Parenthood when abortion is explicitly against your religion. I mean, regardless of how you feel as a listener about abortion rights, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life or whatever, I mean, it's obviously not constitutional that you would steal money from a group of Catholics and then force that money to be spent on, you know, abortions for people. That seems like a violation, right? Of your freedom of religion? Or it's not constitutional to force people to stay at home or, like Waltz did, shoot them with rubber bullets or paintball guns when you have the right to assemble, right? Or it's not constitutional to put the names of anybody who's petitioned anything on a list. It's not constitutional to put my name or Alex Jones's name or Harrison Smith's name or Owen Schroyer's name on an enemies of the state list in Ukraine either, is it? It's not constitutional to assassinate the president of the United States, whether it's JFK or Donald Trump. Now, is it? You think that this piece of paper you love so much called the Constitution matters at all to these people? Now, we can argue all day long about what's right and wrong, what's legal, what's illegal, but all that really matters when push comes to shove, the state that we're in as the United States of America, is who wins. That's all that matters now. When you have a totally hijacked Justice Department paid for by George Soros, loyal to Alex Soros, it doesn't matter what's legal or right or wrong anymore. All that matters now is who wins, and you better get ready to fight for who's going to win on November 5th. You better get ready to fight. And Donald Trump's not perfect, but he's a hell of a lot better than all of the alternatives. And just like I told you for months and months about RFK, warning you about RFK Jr., telling you, the audience, that RFK Jr.'s campaign manager was former CIA. She married into his family, that he was a plant to split the vote. It came out this week that he has been privately calling the Harris campaign and asking for a guarantee of a cabinet position in exchange for his endorsement. Obviously a leftist the whole time. Obviously a CIA plant the whole time, designed to split the vote away from Donald Trump. I've been trying to tell you. This is a full-on information war, and it's about to turn into a hot war if we don't win. Voting on November 5th, you have a chance to vote against civil war by voting for Donald Trump, because the leftist policies that will be enacted in the ensuing years, the years following this year, if the leftists win on November 5th, will result in so much suffering and destruction that within the next 10 years, I guarantee you, there will be street gangs fighting the military in the cities of in our own cities in the United States. I guarantee you we will have military incursions, excursions, fighting in the streets of the United States of America within 10 years if leftists win on November 5th in this country. So the only moral imperative, the only moral decision that you have is to vote for Donald Trump on November 5th. And I know that, you know, the Joe Rogans come out and they like to say, you know, I sat down with RFK Jr. He seems like the only reasonable choice. I understand Joe's a sweet guy, but he's being naive because he likes the guy because he spoke with him for a few hours. The only correct moral decision is to vote for Donald J. Trump on November 5th. And if you don't vote for him, you are either intentionally or inadvertently voting for the total destruction of the United States and a descent into a communist, globalist, fascist cabal. The combination of communism and fascism merged into a new political philosophy called globalism, where all of your interests are sold out for the sake of a global international political class and the destruction and subjugation and depopulation of the entire species. You are betraying your fellow human at the deepest core you could possibly betray your fellow human if you vote wrong on November 5th. And it's either because you're ignorant or because you're stupid or because you're evil. Don't be any of those things. Don't be ignorant. Don't be stupid. Don't be evil. Vote for Donald Trump on November 5th. It's as simple as that. I mean, you got the Governor Whitmer's coming out. This is clip number 51. Saying that giving driver's licenses, free college, and free healthcare to illegals resonates with Americans. You don't think they're trying to sell us out? Let's just watch this clip, 51.
Well, let me ask you about her running mate, Tim Walz, and particularly on the issue of immigration.
God, she just looks like the wicked bitch of the left, doesn't she?
His state have come into focus. He signed into law initiatives allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, quality free for free tuition at public universities, and enroll in the state's free health care program for low-income residents. Would you like to see the Harris administration adopt those same policies, Governor?
Well, I can tell you, you know, Tim Walz is a pragmatic guy. He's a Midwesterner just like me. Wonderful things he's done in Minnesota resonate with, you know, Americans in all states.
Oh, she is just such a wretched, wretched woman. Folks, we're coming up on a break here in 2 minutes. I am going to take your calls at some point. I'm going to give out the number right now. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Call in, open lines. Jefferson, I know you're upset that I said that it didn't matter about whether or not Kamala Harris could legally run. I know we disagree about that. I will take your call if you call in, but I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, guys, we wouldn't be on the air if you didn't go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase our products. Obviously, we partnered with Dr. Jones Naturals. Products at Dr. Jones Naturals, like Next Level Foundational Energy, are insane. I took one today. As you could probably tell, I've been on fire. We've got CBD Full Spectrum, which is all the benefits in these 10-milligram gummies of CBD, all the research-backed benefits, help with your mental health and your physical health at the same time without giving you any of the psychoactive effects that are associated with THC. This is just the cleaned-up, best form of CBD Full Spectrum. We've got Better Mood Plus, all natural ways to deal with a state of mind that is a steady mood and regulating your mood so that it doesn't swing one direction or the other sort of impulsively like mine is right now because I'm trying to stop consuming nicotine. Nerve Renew is great if you're experiencing pain. We know that all the prescription pain medications are addictive and damaging and just wreck people into a fentanyl abyss of death and suicide and overdose. Nerve Renew is a great way to tackle pain without risking any of those vulnerabilities that we know are associated with. I've already plugged vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. The rose hips are key because it actually makes the vitamin C and zinc bioavailable, so you don't just flush it out like you do with so many competitors. And good night's sleep is amazing because you will fall asleep. You will not be groggy in the morning. You'll wake up refreshed. It's all natural, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your health, in your mental health, in your physical health, and in a litany of different ways by getting any of our products at InfoWarsStore.com, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air while the leftist Maoist communists are literally trying to subjugate and eradicate our species itself. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason we're still on the air. Fight for your health and fight for humanity.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back, she said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it, she said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down, and please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.